Blog Talk Radio.
Just in case I need a backup, she just say grab a butt.
Yo, I stay double cup. Brand new J's on the foot. You can tell that shorty racked up. Hi, this is MC Light. My foundation, Hip Hop Sisters, has partnered with the First Wave Hip Hop Artistry Program to offer a $100,000 college scholarship to a freshman who plans to enter college in the fall of 2013. Get more details now at www.hiphopsisters.org. That's hiphopsisters.org. And click the scholarship tab. Good luck.
Hey, babies, it's your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tunes. I just want to give a quick shout-out to www.portertaxi.net. So for all those indie artists that are currently in tunes, get in tune with them ASAP. We are now affiliated with them. So, you know, it's all love. Everything will be up on our website shortly, okay? But, again, that website is www.portertaxi.net. Also, check out hiphopsisters.org with MC Light, you know, and good luck to everybody who's filling out for that scholarship. You know, that's a good look, so get in tune. On tonight's show, we're going to be talking to That Kid Era. So, you know, I'm digging that song we just played, Caught My Eye, and hopefully, you know, I'll catch his eye, he catch my eye, and then we'll be dating. Joking. So without further ado, let's bring him on. And for all those who want to get in tune with him tonight, then dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live. How you doing tonight, Kid Era?
I'm good. How are you doing, Miss P?
Good, thank you. I'm so excited because you see me flirting already before I even brought you on, right? Did you just see that?
Yeah, I saw it a little bit. I saw you. I caught you.
Like, the jig is up, the jig is up. So first, I just want to thank you so much for, you know, allowing us to get in tune with you today. And, you know,
anytime.
For everyone, thank you. And for everyone who's getting in tune with you for the first time, you know, this is just really exciting. It's really exciting for me, and I know it's exciting for everybody who's tuned in. So let's just jump right in. When did you start rhyming?
Okay.
When did you start rhyming, and when did you realize that you had a true talent and could really make something out of this?
I started rhyming when I was about, like, 11 years old, so I started really young. But I think realizing, I don't think it came at one specific point. I think it was just the more and more I did it, the more and more I built, and the more and more confident I became. So it was definitely through time. There's no, like, one specific point I could point to, but it was definitely with time.
Definitely. So what made you decide that, hey, this is what I want to do, hip-hop is the move, and how long you been doing music? Do you have a general number for that? You remember
yeah,
that?
probably about, like, yeah, well, 11, been doing it since I'm 11, so probably around 12 years right now.
Wow.
Now it's been a while. It's been a long time coming. I'd definitely say, like, the last 5 or 6 years, we took it a lot more seriously as, like, always trying to be in the studio, like, as much as we can. When we first started out, it was just, like, we just did it because we love it, and we still do it because we love it, but you try to, like, look at it more as, like, a job, trying to get more things done the older and older you get, and just trying to get more serious about it and take it to the next level.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've been on YouTube, and I've been watching, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to be in the next video. No, I'm just kidding. You do not want
yeah.
that to happen. No.
Go ahead. You're welcome. You can come in the background, hang out with us. So.
Exactly. Like, I want to be, you know, just chilling in the back. Like, just get a good angle. My left side. That's all I have to say about that.
Just the left side is the best side?
I don't
Definitely.
Know why I have such a trip. You know, the left side. Yes, the left side. Then we're going to try the right. You know, whatever angle work. You know, if it's just me just stand still, I'll do that too. So. When did you get your start in the industry?
Probably like last year when we came out with this is the second video we had on Vevo. So probably last year we dropped another video on Vevo, and that picked up a lot of buzz, and it just started off doing our own thing. That's when we started our own independent label called the DCMG. And so I guess, like, in terms of quote unquote industry standards, even though we're pretty much independent still, but I guess that would be, like, when we first got our first, like, real big look.
Absolutely. And starting your own label, speaking of that a little bit, you know, are you guys, you know, do you have other artists that's attached to your label as well?
Right now, yeah. Well, see, my boys also make techno music. They make house music. My boys that make my beats, so they're attached to the label as well. But the kid that was on the record, too, we're working on a lot of music with him right now, and we don't have anything in finalized writing as far as him being on the label, but we're looking into it in the real near future because he's got a lot of dope songs and a lot of dope work coming out real soon. So right now it's just me. I'm just the only artist, like, as far as rappers go, but everyone in the crew is definitely multi-talented.
Definitely. I can tell. So who are some of your musical influences, in, not just in hip-hop, but in all genres of music?
Oh, okay. Well, hip-hop, I'll just get that out of the way. It was definitely like Nas, a lot of Nas when I grew up, Nas and Easy. But music definitely went back to like when I was in like fifth grade, sixth grade, my mother playing Elvis, and my father loved, he was like a big fan of soul music. He liked the doo-wop shop a lot. So that's why I think I like a lot of the soul samples, like the Kanye sounding beats, just with a lot of soul in them, just because that's what I used to love to listen to as a kid. So music is definitely much deeper than hip-hop. I'm glad you asked that. And when I was also younger, I used to love to listen to, like, Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, anything that really had, like, a lot of just strong feeling in it, a lot of strong vibes in it and shit that just, I don't know, I could relate to. It just felt good. It felt right. So it was definitely deeper than hip-hop.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love all genres of music, too. Like, I don't think anyone should really, you know, stagnate themselves for getting in tune to other things out there, you know, because
right.
I definitely was into, you know, like, whatever was popping. Like, David Bowie, I wanted to marry him.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, David Bowie, that's what's up. David Bowie's got some good music, too.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Stewart himself, you know, if you think I'm sexy, you know, I used to love that one. So, you know, I could go back, but I'm not going to do it because that's kind of telling my age.
That's
so
fine.
I'm going to chill right now. No, it's not fine. It's not fine. But how did you meet Geno Flames and B-Dot?
I met them in Nourishel through my friend Papa, my boy Papa. He started, like, the first place we started rhyming at was his basement, and they knew him. So they were, like, both boys with them. Papa was boys with Gino and Barry growing up, and I met Papa when I was about, like, 12 years old. And he's the one that linked us up, and we worked on, like, a ton of music throughout high school. And then Gino, he's overseas right now doing the military thing. And then Barry went off to school, and everyone kind of split up just to go after their own aspirations, but I mean, we still connect and we still link. I know Gino's coming home soon, but so everyone will be back together real soon, actually. So I'm kind of excited about that. We'll be making music together again.
Absolutely. So, you know, so is it a particular reason? And you don't really have to say if it's a little personal. You know, I don't like to, you know, make anybody feel uncomfortable. But why did you know, you guys separate? Because wasn't you guys a group like HIA? And
Yeah, definitely. Wow, you know the real history.
Anything
personal.
This is what we have to do to have a good interview.
Yeah, this is a great interview. No one's ever asked that. That's going deep back. There wasn't any real reason. Like I said, like, a lot of people say that things just to sound nice, like, and sound political, but those were, like, the real reasons. No one ever had any words. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about creative differences. It was really about just, like, when college came around, Gino went off. He was doing his thing in the military for a little bit. And then Barry, he went away to school, and then he was pursuing. He was still making music, too, at the time. And then my boy Papa started to really get into engineering and recording, like, tons of different artists. So it was – and I was just still doing my thing as well, but I just kept making music myself just because I wasn't going to try and force the group to get back together or wait on them. So I just kept doing my own thing, and then – I'm at where I'm at now, but, I mean, it's all love, and that's a beautiful thing, too, that we still feel that way. You know what I mean? There's no hate. There's no feelings like that.
Absolutely. So how does it feel? I mean, well, obviously you've been doing it for quite some time now, but was it, like, a little scary just, you know, merging out on your own as a solo artist?
Yeah, it was, actually. It kind of, a little bit, because when you're on stage with a group or you're doing songs with a group, you kind of feel more comfortable. And then when you start rocking shows by yourself and you just go up there and grab the mic yourself, it's literally all eyes on you. But, I mean, like anything, you just get more comfortable with it the more you do it. So I was doing it a lot. So after a while, it wasn't anything. It was just like I'm just making music again. So I didn't really feel too different.
Right, absolutely. And plus, you know, I feel like this is something that you're supposed to be doing because you just own it, and that's the big part of it all. Like,
damn,
owning your position.
That.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not just saying that because
yeah.
I don't have to.
Right.
But seriously, I just definitely like the way that, you know, you present yourself. And it's just like, it's just you. So I'm definitely happy that you're doing the damn thing out there. So what is, you know, you're welcome. So what is some of your inspirations, or at least one of your inspirations behind the single Caught My Eye that we just currently played?
It wasn't too deep behind it. Like, when I heard the beat, it was just, like, we had the hook, like, right off the bat that we heard the beat. And then I must have wrote the first verse in, like, 10 minutes, maybe not even. And I was just like, yeah, this feels right. Like, it was just more of a one of those records that just came off a feeling. It, like, didn't have anything too deep behind it. It was like a vibe track. We wanted to get it out at the end of the summer. And then it just felt right. It was definitely more of a feeling track. It's a vibe track. There's nothing too deep behind it, but everyone can enjoy it. So that's why we felt like we wanted to rock with it.
And how did you end up working with Ian Smith for that track?
Ian's always around. He's definitely multi-talented. When I talk of people that own up to wearing many hats, he could rap, he could sing, and he's incredible at what he does. Like, we had the first part of the hook done, and then when he came through, he like literally did his part in like on the way to the studio. And I call him Larry, but his real name is Ian Smith. But he's just incredible, man. I mean, he's just always around, like I said. So he was in the studio. I was in the studio. I was like, yo, E, we got to make this record, man. Like, it's like calling for you. It has your name on it. So he went up, tagged in, did his thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a great track, you know. It's a great track. So, Caught My Eye, you know, anything that has anything to do with that, you know, I'm always trying to throw myself in the mix of that. I don't know if it's because I need attention. No.
Go ahead.
But anything, any tracks that, you know, have something to do with, hey, that's the girl or she's whatever, I'd be like,
right.
Oh, he's talking about me. He's talking about me. But anyway. So, are you currently working on an EP or mixtape? And who are some of the producers and artists that you're working with, if so?
Yeah, I'm working on it actually right now. I just left the studio. I was in the studio like 15 minutes ago. I'm about to go back after this too, but I'm working on it. It's coming out October 23rd. It's called Mr. Illington. The title itself, it starts out, you think it's just because I'm sick at what I do, but toward the end of the record, you find out it's just because music is the remedy for all things. So it's kind of double play on the word itself. But I got Up North, they're and this is like the first time I've done 100% all like productions that are original. Actually, nah, I did that in high school, but the first time since high school, I got Up North, I got Danny G, Danny Genius, I got SJ production on there, I got Two Minds production on there, and Flight Dreams production on there. So probably like a handful of producers that I love working with. And I also got Ian Smith on there on more than one record. I got SJ on there on his own record that he produced. And I hate leaving people out, but I can't remember off the top of my head, but there's definitely like two or three other people that I really want to shout out. But once it's said and done, then I'll have the full track list.
Absolutely. And for all those that, you know, felt he left you out, it wasn't intentional. He is nothing but love. Nothing but love.
Yeah,
I just want to put that out there. You know, because some people really get offended. Like, man, you didn't even say, you know, like, dude, like, understand.
Right, right.
Understand the situation at the moment. Like,
exactly.
You know, it's not
and Mike Chin. Yeah,
and
my
Mike
boy
Finn.
Mike Chin. He's actually in the studio right now recording. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how quick you can leave someone out. I was just winning 15 minutes ago.
Right, exactly. And it's not intentional, guys. Kid ever is that kid ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, he don't mean it. It's not intentional.
Nah.
So if for anyone that's just like tuning into the show right now and you had to describe your sound in 5 words, what would you say?
5 words.
Well, we can make it one.
Fresh. Nah, 5 words, I'd say golden era, no pun intended, golden era, fresh, I don't know, it's kind of tougher than I thought, fresh, progressive, legendary.
Okay. I like it.
I just throw legendary on there as a joke, but I hope it's legendary.
No, it's okay. That's all right, because you know what? Each of us have a legacy to leave behind, Kid Era. So it's definitely, I'm definitely with that word. So I'm not against it. I'm all for it. I'm actually giving you thumbs up, but you just can't see me.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So besides, like, the studio, which we already see that you're, you know, addicted to, so to speak, what else are you passionate about?
I am passionate about, I love playing ball. I love trying to stay in shape, you know, working out, playing basketball when I can. Definitely chilling when I get the chance to. And there's nothing that I could really put on that level of, like, dedication and hard work and passion, but definitely just appreciating life and appreciating and enjoying having a good time and just hanging out when I can, you know. I guess that would be the number one thing, just drinking a little bit, just chilling and hanging out with the people I love to be around.
So what has been like the weirdest or craziest thing along your journey that, you know, you have learned like the biggest lesson from?
Wow, that's a great question. The biggest lesson, one of the biggest lessons I've learned, I don't know if this is the biggest, but this is definitely one up there, top three, is just, it's all about showing up. It's not, you know, someone taught this to me, my man Tic Tac that worked at a radio station, and he gave me this lesson one night when I didn't show up because I thought nothing was going to happen and I wasn't going to be able to network with people and I didn't want to take the ride out. And he said, you got to understand, it's just about showing up. A lot of times you got to show face. A lot of times when things aren't promised, you just have to keep being there. You have to keep being consistent. Because then the next time when things do happen, people will say, oh, I saw you. I remember you from so-and-so. So the more and more you familiarize yourself with people and the more and more you show them that you're dedicated, and then you'll be able to network and really move along and go further. Because the music business is a business, you know what I mean? Music. So that's like aside from music, that really made me learn and mature. Just like you have to really put yourself out there and be everywhere with, like, be everywhere as much as you can.
Absolutely. And you know what? That was awesomeness that he shared with you. I just want to put that out there because I am huge on people being. I'm huge on people being here for their interviews, you know, because I work hard to just, you know, tweet,
exactly.
You know, when you have a busy day, just a tweet sometimes is strenuous. So, you know,
exactly.
For me to tweet that
and show up
and
to everyone.
Right, exactly. Like, show up. So
that's
for all those
thing.
Who, exactly, for all those who don't show up, take that
lesson. I can elaborate a little bit, but just showing up to everyone is so important because a lot of people. It's funny, especially with a lot of rappers, like so many rappers have egos, like so many of them. People you wouldn't expect to have egos. People that are maybe a little higher, like on the chain up or a little on like another level from you, like will brush you off, will like kind of act as if like you don't matter, you don't exist. But then there's people above them that reach out and show love and shout to all those people. So, you know, just because you're a little higher up, don't act like you are. Just show love to everyone as if. You're on their level, which in reality you are.
Exactly. So. Exactly, because I was waiting for you to finish that sentence, Kid Era, because I was about to say, what we see eye to eye, nobody is a level above me in my mind.
Exactly.
I don't care
who you are.
Exactly,
you do what you do and you do it well.
Exactly.
People that have a label attached to them, they tend to think you have to treat them differently, which isn't the case. It doesn't matter if it's Hot 97, it doesn't matter if it's, like, it doesn't matter from the top to the bottom. As long as you're doing what you're doing, you love what you're doing it well,
right.
And you should show love, like,
because
that's all that matters.
Right. And the thing that's so crazy about it, just one more thing I'm going to say about that, then we can move on, is that, you know, people need to realize that your intent in what you do
exactly
is what manifests who you are as an individual. So if I say that it's apples and oranges,
right,
and every day I'm showing you it's apples and oranges, then people will be gravitate to that because you are consistent with who you are. You're genuine,
right,
to who you are. You know, when people get titles and stuff like that, they tend to forget because it's just letters. It's just titles. And if you take,
yeah,
that away from some people, they don't even know who the hell they are, Kid Era. And that's all I have,
yeah,
to say about
it,
that.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a crazy world, man. It's sad. There's a lot of – and so many people, like, cling to that and gravitate to that. I remember, like, two weeks ago I got verified on Twitter and people just hit me up like, yo, congratulations. I was like, congratulations. They just put a check next to my name. You know, I didn't win anything or do anything different. I'm still me. Don't treat me differently, you know.
Aw, that's so cute. Hug self. Hug self for me because I can't reach it.
Nah, but seriously.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So
yeah,
for those, you know, those, what do you call them? Because I call them supporters. You know, I don't call people fans,
yeah,
and stuff of that nature. But for those supporters out there, when you run into them, how's the, you know, the reactions? Because I'm always nosy and curious about that.
It's great. I was in Vegas last month. And I'm walking on the plane to go to Vegas, and someone was like, yo, are you Era? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And then when we got off the plane, he was like, yo, I'm a big fan, man. And, like, I just respect what you do. And I was just sitting there just talking to him for a little bit. And that makes everything worthwhile, you know. That's definitely what I do it for. So to see it come back full circle, like, really, it's just a dope feeling. I don't know what else to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes the whole thing worth it, you know, because you don't get to see it a lot of times, you know. And some people might even see you or might not reach out and say something or vice versa. And so it's just dope when that happens.
Absolutely. But what about the ladies, though? Because, you know, you're a cutie, so, you know, what's going on with all that? Don't try to keep that from me. Like, you know, what's the reception with the ladies? I know it has to be crazy pants.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm in the studio a lot, so I don't really, I mean, I like to go out after the studio, so a lot of times, like, it'll be real late, and we'll only be out there for, like, an hour or something like that, but I definitely make my rounds to say what up to as many people as I can and stay relevant, but, yeah, that's it. I don't get too carried away with anything.
Cool.
You know.
So do you write all your music?
Yeah. Yeah, I write all my music. I mean, when it comes to, like, a chorus, like, Call My Eye, like, Ian did it. So, I mean, that's him. But that's him on the lyrics, so that's his music. But,
mm-hmm,
yeah, I write all my lyrics and stuff. I'm still trying to, like, get into making beats more and trying to expand myself, like, over the horizon of just rap. But, yeah, I always wrote all my stuff. So,
right,
definitely.
Awesome. So I'm definitely, like, when I was looking at your videos and stuff like that, I'm definitely seeing you as, like, someone that could be in front of the big screen. Have you ever thought about acting?
Oh, really? I never really thought
yes.
about it. Nah, I never thought about it.
Would that be something you could
consider? Nah, that
would
definitely
consider?
Have to come with time. I would definitely be open to it, I think. You know, I love movies mm-hmm. and stuff, but right now I want to conquer one frontier at a time. But, I mean, if the opportunity presented itself and the time was right, I would definitely be open to that, you know.
Yay, because I want to watch. I want to watch. So, you know, I just had to throw that question in there. A lot of my stuff is random, Kid Era. Bear with me. Bear with me. So do you have any other, like, hidden talents that we don't know about? Okay, so we know you like to play basketball. We know that you love the studio. But is there anything else you like to do? Do you play instruments, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm trying to think. Like, there's nothing that, like, I run home to and do. But I'm trying to think. Like, there's got to be something I'm not thinking about. I don't know. Damn, I feel like I'm lame because I don't have any other hidden talents.
Oh, come on. It's impossible. You know, sometimes when you're just so focused on, like, one particular goal, you just tend to forget
yeah.
it because sometimes I don't even know who I am. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
did I eat today?
Like, a lot of more things. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I used to do more things when I was younger. Like, I used to, if I had to go somewhere before, like, I had a car, I would always, I'd switch it up. Like, I'd skateboard, I'd rollerblade, I'd take a scooter, I'd fuck around on pogo stick. I don't know, I'd always, like, mess around and take different stuff. But as I feel like now, I don't know, maybe I'm lame the more I'm growing up. I don't know.
Me and you both, because like I said, half of the things that I used to do, I was just talking to someone. I was like, I don't even go out. I don't, you know, what's happening to me? Am I like a senior citizen? No, it was like that. I thought I had to go get an ARP card, kid era, like, you know, is it time?
Yeah.
Is it time? But, yeah, so how do you feel like, okay, you've been doing music for like 12 years, and how do you feel you have grown as an artist as a whole?
Tremendously, definitely. I feel like a lot of times, like, you'll grow as far as, you're always trying to grow and try different things. I feel like a lot and be versatile, because I don't think enough people are versatile as far as when it comes to the game now. I feel like you get put in one lane and you stay in it, where, like, a lot of the people that were great, like, maybe a Tupac kind of did a little bit of everything, but kept true to himself at the same time. So I feel like you'll change it up, you'll get versatile, you'll try different things, you'll try club record, you'll try fast pace, you'll try slow down, you're always trying to improve on what you may think you're weak at. But I think that's as far as growing as working on skills and polishing skills. As far as an overall artist, just the outlook on it, just it's every day you're waking up, how can I get to the next step, how can I get to the next level? But you always got to remind yourself that the reason you're doing it for. So I think the more and more I do it, I just try to remind myself, try to bring myself back to the same reason I was doing it when I was 11, but polishing that and making it presentable for everyone, you know? I think that's the end all goal.
Absolutely. And tell me, what is your take on, you know, music on the radio today? Because I'm always curious about that as well.
Damn, there's a siren going on outside. I think we got some good music on the radio. I think it's definitely a mix. I mean, they play out so many records just because they are the same people. I think there's not enough local music as far as, like, regional, like in New York. Like, there's not enough, they don't play enough New York artists. And I think I hear, like, especially recently in the last 2 years, you hear so much down south in New York, and which is good. It's good just to switch it up, but you don't have to switch it up completely and just feed us that. So I think it's just more, they should give us, I think the people out there would want more too. Like, I think the people just want to be fed the same stuff, and I think that's their mentality, when in reality, I think it's different. I think the people want more of a selection, more variety, especially now. Everyone listens to everything. So I think more local boom bap stuff would be cool, but then also, like, you could throw some people rapping over dubstep or techno. Just switch it up on the radio. Like, every day is the same thing. It's so regurgitating. But I think if radio started to do that, then they'd be fine.
Absolutely. And have you noticed that, you know, people that were cool with you before aren't cool with you anymore? Has, like, a lot of those concepts changed around you since your career has been blossoming?
A little bit. I mean, you lose touch with people, but that's life, though. It's not just because, I mean, everyone loses touch at the same time. Doesn't matter whether they're off being, getting a career, being a plumber, a teacher. Like, you see people start growing up, like, the second, like, you get around the age, like, 23, 24, people start venturing off, and or maybe someone got married young, or maybe someone, like, so I think it's more life, but nothing crazy yet. No one's saying, like, yo, you changed, because I think we're a little ways away from that, but in due time, maybe that will come, and I don't know, just try and deal with it the best I can when it happens.
Right. And how does your family, you know, encourage you with your music?
My sister, she's younger than me. She's real creative. She's real artsy, so she likes it. I mean, she doesn't really like rap, but she's more into independent indie rock and stuff. But she likes it. She supports it. My mother, she's always going to be iffy about it until, like, the money starts really rolling in. So she's not crazy about it. She won't admit it, but she's not crazy about it until, like, when she'll see someone in the supermarket and say, oh, I heard your son, like, on the radio. I saw them on YouTube or blah, blah, blah. And then she'll come home and be like, oh, keep doing what you're doing. Then the next day she'll be like, when are you going to get a real job that's bringing in, like, real money? So she's kind of on both sides of the fence, but
mm-hmm.
I think it'll change the more success that comes in. I think that will change.
Absolutely. So what turns you off, your creativity and spiritually and emotionally? What are some of the things that turn you off?
That turn me off?
Yeah, like that just totally just shuts you down. Like, ugh.
when people try and, like, force stuff, when they try to force a record, or definitely, like, what we started talking about before, when people start doing, oh, nah, but this guy's got this buzz, so he should be on this record or something like that, when the music should be more organic than just, like, put together by who's who. What else turns me off? As far as being in the studio, I don't know, when someone comes in and maybe they're just, like not, like, when everyone's in the studio bobbing their head and someone comes in and they're in, like, a down mood or a serious mood and not really feeling out the music, that's kind of whack. I don't know too much else. I think that's it. That's the three things.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I'm just going to ask you a few more questions, and because I know, you know, you got to get back in the studio and do your thing. But
okay.
My major question is, I know you probably do, like, a ton of interviews, you know, and sometimes it can be repetitive. Mm-hmm. This I know.
Right.
What is one of the questions that you wish someone asked you more of or more about?
I think a lot, like, half of the questions that you asked tonight were a lot very different. Usually it's just people come on and say, what are your influences? And you said, besides rap, so you started to switch it up. But I think more questions away from music, like, as far as, like, if there's one thing that you can give as advice or if there's one thing that you've learned as advice, I like those questions a lot. And how do you grow, not musically, but as a person, and how does that influence your music? Questions like that, that's like, deeper than just the music, because it is deeper than music. But more questions about you, the person, but also intertwining that and relating it back to the music.
Absolutely. Because, you know, before I let anybody go, that's always what I want to know. Because I want to know if I'm going to tweet you again. No.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you have to be genuine with it. You know what I mean? And then I'll say, hey, you know, follow Kid Error. You know, like, this is, you know.
Yeah.
So it's always one of those questions.
Absolutely.
And this is
why
I like to get in tune with people and listen to their responses. And because I need to know that, you know, it's not just about, hey, listen, get my music, download it. You know, like, hey, dude, listen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Pay me for promo.
Right.
Because,
we're having a genuine conversation now. Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is beautiful because that's just organic. We're just talking. And that's how it should be, really.
Definitely. So how do you respond, or do you even respond to, like, negative feedback from your music?
I don't really respond too much. Like, when it first started happening, I'd be like, oh, like, I got to go back and write a record. I got to go. But then the more and more, like, you see, the more and more people that write that are usually people that, A, didn't even listen to the full record, maybe, like, wrote on a YouTube video, like, 30 seconds in, or they're little kids, or they do it, you know, just because they're haters. And, like, when it first started happening, I was like, oh, is this song not hot? But after a while, you're like, ah. Like, maybe they didn't like the song, maybe it wasn't made for them, or maybe they're just hating just to hate. So you can't let it affect you doing what you do.
Absolutely. And what's your sign, Kid Error? Because I'm curious about that as well.
I'm a Capricorn.
I love Capricorns.
Oh, yeah? What are you?
Aries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
That's what's up.
No. But yeah, it's,
you read that stuff
is,
every day? You're big into the astrology or not?
No, not really. Not really, not at all. But I do know who I get along with, and I definitely get along with Cap guys, and that's why we're vibing right now in this interview.
Yeah, possibly.
You know,
this
in my opinion.
I think a lot of that stuff is interesting. I don't read too deep into it, but some girls like read that like when they wake up and before they go to sleep. I'm like, oh, like, don't let this dictate what you're about to do in life. But
rewarded coffee. You read an astrologer, you're like, this
yeah,
is gonna happen
exactly.
If I go outside right now. Like, no,
yeah,
that's not
yeah.
happening.
I was like, if anything, like live your day and read today at the end of the day. You know?
Exactly. I like that. I like that philosophy. So how did you come up with the name Kid Era?
It was my boy beatboxing. He was saying ever, 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 as if he was scratching a record. And we were so young, like I said, we were 11 at the time. And so when I was young, and I was that young doing it, I was just going by Era. And people were like, yo, you heard that kid Era? And so, I don't know, we just took the whole phrase and kind of ran with it.
I like it, though. It's different. Definitely different.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
winding down to my final questions, you know, you
okay.
said that you write your own lyrics and things of that nature, which is totally awesome. But where do you draw your inspiration from? Is it life experiences or is it just, you know, it just comes to you and you just flow with it? Because some people just write just to write and they really have no correlation with what they're doing.
Yeah, you start
doing
repeating
it.
Yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just want to know where you draw your inspiration from when you're writing your lyrics.
It's definitely life. Like a lot of the music I have is about life and things that actually happen to me. So I don't really, like a Call My Eye record, like that's like a vibe record. Like I said, that just hits you on the spot. And so like it's more of just, I'm feeling this, let me just rap on it, flow on it, make it sound good, and just do it for the love of the music. But a lot of it's like really inspired like directly from life. So I definitely say just life every day, you know, you have something to write about.
Right. And I also wanted to know, because, you know, I say this a lot, but it's something that sticks with me, because I interviewed a 6-year-old artist, okay, and I called him a rapper,
okay.
And boy, was I all the way wrong with that, because he said, no, Miss P, I'm not a rapper, I'm an artist. So what do you consider
really?
Yourself? Do you consider yourself an artist, a rapper, entertainer?
I'm a rapper. I mean, nowadays, everyone's a rapper, though, so it's like, you're almost like, you don't go around yelling it, because everyone, and the people that are yelling are usually the ones that aren't really rappers. But, I mean, I'm definitely a rapper. I feel like a lot of people wanted to take that title away from themselves. But if you're making words rhyme and to rap is to actually tell a story, and you're doing that and you're rapping it, then you're a rapper, man. Like, I mean, you're an artist, too. An artist can be the way you rap or the beats you pick or your whole way you dress, fashion, and all that makes you an artist. But you're a rapper. If you're rapping over a beat, you're a rapper.
Absolutely. So to the question that you wish that people would ask more of, for all of, you know, the artists that are currently tuned in and will listen to this interview again, what are some encouraging words or what are some words of wisdom or just some insight that you can basically leave them with?
Dedication over everything. Just like a lot of times, like when people hit me up about making music or are doing a record, I just like to see if they're dedicated more than actually what's coming out of their mouth or what beats are coming out of the beat machine. And dedication, like I said, showing up before, really just, you got to be that dude that just keeps coming back. There's so many people start it and drop it and start it and stop it, which is easy to do because a lot of times when things feel like they're plateauing, like you really never know, like, when you can get that next boost. But don't force anything, also don't force inspiration, but just stay around it because it'll come with due time, dedication.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And that was some awesome advice. And as far as my final question goes, what would be a good theme song for your life and why?
A theme song for my life? I don't know. I always love the song Life's a Bitch, but I mean, I think life, I look at life positively, so I don't want that to come to be taken the wrong way. But Life's a Bitch is my favorite song. I don't know. I don't know why I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
That's it if I had to pick one song.
Right, absolutely. So, Kit Ara, I think that you're absolutely amazing. And I'm not
thank
just
you
saying
very much.
That.
How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm really excited about the fact that I got to talk to you tonight to gain more insight on you and, you know, to get my listeners in tune to, you know, who, you know, Kit Ara.
Yeah, tune in.
You know,
get in tune.
Yeah, definitely. Getting in tune, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to just, you know, if you want to give us some shout-outs and then just basically just let us know where we can find you to stay in tune with you, that
okay.
would be so awesome.
All right, perfect. I'd just like to shout-out everyone at DCMG. I'd like to shout-out you for the interview. It was
thank
definitely
you.
Great being on here. And ThatKidEra.com, at ThatKidEra, YouTube, ThatKidEra. Just Google it. Throw it in Google, ThatKidEra. Plenty, whatever you're looking for will pop up. You know, you don't have to go to one place or another. So that Kit Ara, ThatKidEra, and that's where you can find me at.
Absolutely. And what do our listeners have to look forward to for your next project that you're releasing?
Just more of me, ton of stuff. This one's longer than the last project. It's all original. I think it's going to be really good. October 23rd is coming out. And I got to actually run. My boys just got locked out of the studio, but I'm glad
all
right,
this
happened right now. No,
yes.
I'm glad it happened now that we're finishing up. But,
yes.
Yeah, October 23rd.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kit Ara, for getting us in tune with you tonight. Have a good night, and thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yay. So that was Kit Ara, and I just absolutely love the real of it all, you know what I mean? And what's so amazing about, you know, people that we have on the Intune show, that a lot of people just keep it real, and that's what I'm loving about these interviews. And yeah, I feel special. And I hope you do too, to be able to, you know, just have real people that basically come on and be real about it, not trying to sugarcoat anything, not trying to pretend or play about, hey, this is what it is, and it's really not. So I'm definitely feeling Kit Ara. So definitely follow him and download his music. Look him up on YouTube and all that yummy stuff. Like he said, in October he has something coming out, so I'll definitely be letting you guys know about all of that. So you guys can stay in tune with him, of course. I just want to give a shout-out again to Dr. Sue, because for all those that, you know, didn't see the tweets that were, like, basically going across Twitter all day, we have T-shirts, guys, so you definitely can, you know, log on to www.calfpress.com, Dr. Sue Safi Bubble, and get an Intune shirt, mug, iPhone case, whatever the heck is all. It's just like a bunch of stuff that's there that you guys can get in tune with. So I'm so tickle pink about that because, you know, I have a bunch of stuff on the way ASAP. So we definitely have T-shirts. So I'm excited about that. And there's definitely going to be a lot of different ones because I have a bunch of things to say. So get your T-shirt and ASAP. I definitely want to give a shout out to MC Light because she is definitely holding a scholarship program right now, and it ends October 1st. So for all those who are trying to gain a scholarship, she's actually giving away money right now to help further your education. So you guys can go to hiphopsisters.org and click on the scholarship link and fill out your info and definitely get in tune with that. And for all those who just tuned in late and did not know that, you know, this is all happening, MC Light will be in tuned and stay in tuned at www.theintuneshow.com for that date because we will be interviewing her very, very soon. Also, who we have on, oh, my gosh, how can I forget? We have the Kay Bookman Hour, the Power Hour, tomorrow night at 10 p.m., and I'm totally excited about that. What else is happening? Oh, my God. RL from the group Next, the R&B group Next, will be in tune Friday at 6 p.m., so be here or be square. On Saturday, we're going to have After 7, Mr. Edmonds. Babyface's brother will be Intuned on the Intuned show. So I'm definitely excited about that because I love it. Love him, love RL, love it all. So it's definitely groups that I can resonate with and music that I will always love. So definitely tune in for that, 6 p.m. on both dates. But definitely tune in tomorrow to support Kay Bookman, the Power Hour, because that is going to be awesomeness. I want to give a shout out to everybody who tuned in for the first time tonight. I hope it's not your last. And for everyone who continues to support the Intune show, I just want to say thank you. It's just really, 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 really like huge for me to know that you guys are in tune with me. And I have no words, and you guys already know that. I want to give a shout out to PortaTaxi.com once again for being amazing and being on the job. I want all you indie artists to definitely get in tune and get your music up there. Go to www.PortaTaxi, and that's TAXI.net, and be in tune. I'm definitely about to have them on the Intune Webshop. Website, excuse me, I'm getting tongue twisted here. And you guys can, you know, just piggyback from one site to the other, from one site to the other. We definitely are growing, and we definitely are looking for people to join our network, so you can definitely get in tune with Miss Sweet T at ms.latricejacobs@hotmail.com. We have so many awesome things that's happening. So just contact her because, you know, it's internships, it's volunteers, it's the, you know, your time to shine hour. So definitely get in tune with her ASAP. For people who want to submit music to the Intune Show, definitely hit up lyrics at music@theintuneshow.com. Definitely check out my right hand, Phoenix Star 9 online.com, because she is the real deal when it comes to everything Miss P needs. I'm so serious. Websites, whatever the heck it is, it's all listed on her website, and she does it all. Get in tune with my girl, Austin Reed, who is always tuned in to the Intune Show, great producer, actress, and all the yummy stuff. And the one thing about the Intune Show is that you never know who's listening. So shout out to all those that, you know, tune into the show, celebs and all, because they all tune in. So being on an Intune show is definitely a great opportunity to showcase your talent. Why Intune show? Because we rock. That's the bottom line. Shout out to Jeff, by the way. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And another blessing and another addition to the family. Again, you know, go to theportataxi.net and join and, you know, just showcase your music at all times. And also for all those artists out there, again, we are affiliated with Levert's, and you guys know Gerald Levert, okay? And you definitely understand that we're affiliated with them. And when you have your videos, you can definitely submit it to Mark Gordon, which is the remaining member of Levert. And he's definitely doing something really big for indie artists right now. So this is your time to gain. So if you're an indie artist that have videos, submit your videos at Mark, M-A-R-C, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, show.com. Okay, so submit your stuff there ASAP and get in tune with him, because of the simple fact that he's doing amazing things. He has a lot of great stuff that's coming up for all artists that's out there trying to showcase themselves. So you definitely want to get in tune. When you're making an investment in your craft, get in tune with people who are genuinely supported and definitely understand your journey at all times. And that's just it. That's just it. We're here, and you can utilize our platform to showcase yourself. We have a million things that we have going on, and you can always reference it by going to our website at all times. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm not going to talk your guys' heads off like right now, but yeah. I'm going to let you go because it's late, and I know you guys want to get out of here, so I'm definitely going to let that all happen. But tomorrow, please, 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 please tune in tomorrow night and support Kay Bookman, The Power Hour. Basically, The Power Hour is about empowering and uplifting people that are doing great things, okay? So definitely tune in for that at all times. Thank you for staying in tune, guys. Until tomorrow night, and just keep in mind, the Intune Show is 7 days a week, and that's why I'm all over the place at all times. So stay in tune, okay? Have a good night, babies.
I'm in town, in town, in town, in town, in town. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in town, in town, in town, in town, in town. About to take it to the moon.